For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Earth may have a hairy mane of dark matter flowing around it. Well, that's quite an image to imagine. Nearly 85% of the matter in the universe is thought to be so-called dark matter, stuff that has not yet been detected directly because it only interacts with normal matter via gravity. Rather than being distributed smoothly through galaxies, simulations show the dark matter particles should clump into features like halos, disks, and streams. Gary Prezu at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California wondered what would happen if a stream of dark matter pierced a planet like Earth. He calculated that the planet's gravity would bend the particles' trajectories and focus them to a point. This lensing effect would concentrate dark matter along an axis passing through Earth's core, reaching densities about a billion times more than average at the focal point. Prezu calls these features hairs. The focus, or root, of one such hair would be about a million kilometers above Earth, just beyond the moon. Crime sentencing has long been based on the present crime and sometimes the defendant's past criminal record. In Pennsylvania, judges could soon consider a new dimension, the future. Pennsylvania is on the verge of becoming one of the first states in the country to base criminal sentences not only on what crimes people have committed and been convicted of, but also on whether they are deemed likely to commit additional crimes. As early as next year, judges there could receive statistically derived tools known as risk assessments to help them decide how much prison time, if any, to assign. Got paranormal news tips? Strange news? Take a look at past and future programs at darkmatternews.com. Alongside Night, the movie to see this summer. This is a prophetic tale written three decades ago. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules and star of the hit movie God's Not Dead. In a collapsing near future, America High School senior Elliot Freeland searches for his missing father and family. But this puts him in between the grips of an out-of-control government and a revolutionary anarchist underground. This movie is packed with action, twists and turns, and an eye-opening message of hope. If you see only one movie this summer, make it Alongside Night.
The three-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
If you've ever dreamed of cruising around town on a floating skateboard like Marty McFly does in the classic 80s flick Back to the Future Part 2, then you could soon be in luck. A pair of innovators is trying to make the futuristic fantasy of riding a hoverboard into a reality. Husband and wife design team Jill and Greg Henderson launched a Kickstarter campaign for their Hendo hoverboard, a levitating skateboard that could hit hover parks as early as October of this year.
Hey, stop! Little girl, stop! Look, I need to borrow your hoverboard.
The Kickstarter campaign, which ended in December of last year, was a resounding success. It brought in well over its initial goal of $250,000 in its first week. And before the campaign ended, the project had already raised nearly $500,000. But with all this hype, there comes an important question. How in the world does this thing work? The basic premise behind the technology is something called magnetic field architecture. MFA is Henderson's term for what others may call magnetic levitation, or maglev, which is already used to power super-fast hovering trains in Japan, China, and South Korea. These trains use magnets to create lift and thrust, and can travel at blistering paces because there is no friction between the train's wheels and the axles and the rails. But the technology behind the Hendo hoverboard is different from other applications of maglev. The most obvious difference is that unlike a train, the board doesn't follow a track. Instead, it hovers freely on top of a surface plated in copper.
Hey, McFly, you bojo! The boats don't work on water!
Unless you've got power!
But it could also be made to hover over aluminum, as well as a variety of non-metal materials that are also inductors. The technology behind the hoverboard is also offered in a scaled-back form as the White Box Developer Kit, which is simply a box equipped with the company's signature hover engines. For a look at these new futuristic hoverboards in action, visit darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.